Senior Vice President and General Manager Jerry Reese earlier in the week addressed the media about the state of this ball club, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
I think it's a little bit of a mystery about that. We thought the offense would definitely come in and be able to score more points than we did. I thought we had some yards, but we settled for 3 points too many times. And, you know, in this league, you got to, you know, when you get in the red zone, green zone, you have to score touchdowns and try to put teams away. I wouldn't say it was a down year. I just think just offensively as a whole, it just didn't function as a unit like we thought it would. And so we have some things that we need to evaluate, and we will do that. Eric is, you know, he's played basically every snap since he's been here. You know, he's an early out junior. He's still a young player, but it's time for him to you know, show us the fruits of being a first-round draft pick. And I still think he has a chance to do that. We'll evaluate that. You know, is he the left tackle? Should he be in a different position? We'll evaluate all that. But I do think he's, you know, a big, strong kid that has a chance to be a really good player.
So Jerry Reese talking about a lot of different things. Howard, I'm going to start with you here because the last thing he talked about was Eric Flowers. Mm-hmm. And if there's a guy in this room that knows how to block, it's you. The fact that there's some question as to whether he's even going to be the left tackle next year, and Jerry talked about that. As you study him, what does he have to improve upon either to lock that position down or if they move into another position, you still got to do the same things.
Well, first things first. If I'm Eric Flowers, I'm listening to everything that's being said, especially with the GM and the owner saying, and if they use my name in any context, I want to think about what they're saying about me. Yeah. Now, they said just then, Jerry says he needs him to play like a first-round pick. We want to see some of the fruits of our labor. First thing I do, I know I'm not going to get a lot of reps, so I figure out is there a place for me to go to start working on my craft. I got to get better at what I'm doing. He is too high when he's in blocks. He's standing up, his hands are out. It's like a boxing match when you're playing tackle. Your hands are doing this the entire time. If you open your arms, you open yourself to a gut shot. And he took a lot of gut shots, so when guys are going by you and are getting into your body, they're able to get around you, they're able to use their arms to get by you, and you got to learn to punch them. At that height, with that length, he could be, you could take four more steps to get around him if he gets his technique down. And he can get better.
I think that he could be an outstanding offensive lineman in the National Football League, but he's going to have to clear up some of the things that he has done because he certainly has some issues in regards to speed rushers and so forth.
All right, let's listen a little bit more of Jerry Reese. He had some other things to say about things that went on with the football team.
We all have, you know, had to grow up at different times in our lives, I think, and, you know, and I think it's time for him to do it. He's been here for 3 years now, and he's a little bit of a lightning rod because of, you know, what he does on the football field, but the things that he does off the football field, you know, he's got to be responsible for those things, and we'll talk through it, and I believe he's, again, I know he's a smart guy, and I understand, I believe he understands that he has a responsibility being one of the faces of this franchise, and I think he'll accept that responsibility. You know, I try to have a good relationship with all the players, and you know, they can always come to my office. I have an open door policy about everything. You come in, but if you come in my office, I'm going to tell you the truth. And you know, when Odell comes in my office, I tell him the truth, and he heard the truth today, and I think he's going to do the things that he needs to do to be accountable for some of his actions that he's had.
So, Carl, I'm going to start with you here. Jerry Reese is a guy that holds cards close to his vest. Mm-hmm. He keeps things very internal, and he goes about and does his job. How surprised were you that he was that honest with the media as far as, you know, not saying, hey, it's just a personal conversation between he and I? Like, he spelled out some things that he expects to be changed.
When you want to be great, you've got to carry the weight. And I say that because when you can go through a season and you can have your way, you can dance, you can do whatever. And no one will ever doubt this young man's passion for the game and his ability to play it. But on the biggest stage, after a Monday of controversy, you've got to rise above it. There's nothing wrong with living your life as long as you're committed to your football team. But the biggest moments of the game, biggest moments, your best player has to rise. He has to rise above any adversity. And that's why Jerry was frank with him. And I think that's why he let everybody know that it's not okay anymore.
What did you think when you heard those comments as a guy that was the captain?
Well, I fully agree with what Jerry had to say, because Odell is at that point now where he has to assume leadership on this team. And he has
ownership.
Ownership on this team. And you can't always draw attention to yourself, whether it's on the field or whether it's after the game. You have to go out and perform to the best of your ability. And if things don't go the way that you want them to go, sometimes you have to hold it within.
How many guys over the years have busted water coolers?
Listen, I've done it. I've thrown helmets.
This is the era of the camera phone, too. I mean, that to me, that's a bunch of garbage.
Well, here's what's going on. A lot of us lived in a world where we did a lot of things, whether we were arguing with coaches and screaming and yelling. Everything was going on. We did that. We went away on vacations. I don't know if we went boating, but we would go hunting and everything else. We did everything. But now someone can see it.
Yeah.
So all those people who didn't really like the world that we lived in, and they don't think that we deserve to make money, or they don't think that we deserve to be in that place, then they're going to talk about it. And here's the thing. He owns it now. Mm-hmm. He owns that playoff performance. And I think he wants to get back and erase this. But the process of getting back, he's got to be a lot better at some other things, too.
I'm just going to say one more thing. I think if he's smart, all he's going to do is just go to the gym, start working out, get himself ready to go. Don't listen to the hoopla. Turn off your social media feeds if you need to. Get yourself focused on what you need to do.
Yeah, and his work ethic has never been questioned.
Oh, he's awesome.
As far as
he gets after it.